This is KUT. We finally have some numbers on how many Texans were able to vote during this past presidential election thanks to a court order. Last year, the state was forced to allow people to vote even if they couldn't comply with its strict voter ID requirements because the court said the law was discriminatory. Voters were able to sign a form that said they had trouble obtaining an ID and then could cast a regular ballot. And as it turns out, between 16 and 17,000 Texans voted this way. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, state lawmakers want to add some more rules to the process.
Considering millions of Texans voted during this past election, 16,000 may sound like a small number. But Jennifer Clark with the Brennan Center for Justice doesn't see it that way.
To me, that certainly doesn't seem like a low number at all. That seems like a very significant number.
Clark says that means roughly 16,000 eligible Texas voters probably wouldn't have voted last year if it weren't for that court order. And she says that number could be higher.
So it doesn't include people who stayed away because they may not have known about that option. And it doesn't include people who got there to the polls, but then for one reason or another, were not given that option.
One of those possible reasons is confusion. Some voters said poll workers were apparently not aware of the changes. Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoise says timing was partially to blame for that.
The law that eased the overly restrictive ID requirements so that people who were eligible to vote could vote was implemented very quickly. We weren't given very much time to do the training for it, and it was entirely possible for well-meaning people to make a mistake that did no harm.
According to recent reporting from the Associated Press, mistakes were made in roughly 500 instances. The AP found some people actually had IDs, didn't show them, and signed a form to vote anyway. So who's to blame? The Brennan Center's Jennifer Clark says state officials didn't do enough to make sure election workers were properly trained.
Texas was taken back to court multiple times because they were either spreading misinformation or they were failing to spread adequate information. So I'd say the blame really lies at their feet.
The Texas Secretary of State's office, which oversees elections, had said they were doing the best they could to make sure all 254 counties had the proper information. And since Texas elections are decentralized, they just don't have the power to lower the hammer when mistakes are made. But some Republican lawmakers say voters are to blame. This week, they introduced Senate Bill 5, which makes it a third-degree felony to provide false information on those forms. Beth Stevens with the Texas Civil Rights Project says that's problematic.
That appears to be an effort to intimidate voters.
And just as a reminder, we still don't have a final ruling on the current voter ID lawsuit. On Tuesday, a federal judge will hold a hearing on whether Texas lawmakers intended to discriminate against minorities when they passed the voter ID bill in 2013. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.